Okay, so we're handling Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly is the yisoid, and what is the makor of the iser of basa taiva firu shema? So in the Gemara it says, seemingly at first glance, Kiyach Hashem Kachas Gvolcha, Kajadi Balcha, Marad Aich Labasar, etc. And the Tari says, because today, enjoy your meat. But till now, Bastaiva was also, and now Tara's Mata Bastaiva. Seems to be a pretty straightforward Gemara. Where do we know that Bastaiva was also? From the fact that the Tara was Mata when he went there and so, must be till now was also. Comes along Rashi, comes along the Rambam, comes along Rabban Al Tara, and they say, no, the Mok of Bastaiva, it says Rashi, is a Peschamay, Nami Pasukin, the Varan Pasukin of Ayikra. There it says, a pesach amar the loy vi'ay, the hapk of karm l'Hashem, etc. V'nichrisa. So the iser, bas taiv, it's a pesach amar the loy vi'ay. So Tosfos, all the shayim asking Rashi, we're talking about, that pasuk is talking about kachim. That pasuk is not talking about kulin. So how can you tell me that the pasuk of bas taiv, but you didn't bring it into the Mishkan? Talking about kachem, he didn't bring it to the Mishkan. There's a problem of shkutei chutz. The problem of shkutei chutz, he shechted it outside. But basa taiv, v'stam chulin, mechteis, that's not what the pasuk is talking about. Furthermore, Tosfos just asks, if you're telling me if that's the mokka, basa taiv, then what was Gemara's kasha in Bishmol? Gemara's name in Bishmol, it says that by basa taiv, you're allowed to eat pitoma. It says, just like you're allowed to eat Tzvi V'ayil B'tumah, so you're allowed to eat Basa Taiv B'tumah. Meaning, the assumption of Gemara is that Tzvi V'ayil was mutter the whole time. B'tumah. And we mechadish the Basa Taiv, which till now, Basa Behemah wasn't mutter B'tumah, now it becomes mutter B'tumah. But the assumption was that Tzvi V'ayil was mutter the whole time B'tumah. So, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Bas Taiv is Aser, then Tzvi V'ayil is Bas Taiv, which also be Aser. You weren't allowed to eat B'chlal, what are we talking about? Is the Mashu, you're allowed to eat it, and you're allowed to eat B'tumah, even in the Midbar, you're allowed to eat it. But it's Bas Taiv, you're not allowed to eat it. Gemara says, then no, that only what's Roy to bring as a carbon, that's the Bas Taiv at Aser Rabbi Shmuel, what's not Roy to bring as a carbon, there's no Iser of Bas Taiv. According to Rashi, what was the Havamina? If the Makar Basa Taiva is a Pesa Oil Mai Loyaviyai, so obviously it's not because something that's Roy to go Pesa Oil Mai, that's the whole Makar. You didn't bring it to the Mishkan. So obviously you're talking about something you could bring to the Mishkan, you didn't bring it to the Mishkan. But something you couldn't bring to the Mishkan, like Tziva Ayil, it's Pasha that there was no Isser. So what was the Havamina? According to Rashi. Those Tais to Kash and Rashi. Well, it's interesting, the Ramban, when he asks, he brings it around, he asks Kashya and Rashi. In the beginning, he's against Rashi. Then, when he finds the Medrash, then he joins Rashi. The Medrash is like Rashi, that there's something that the Torah is also, and then the Torah is not there. And brings down this pasuk. The Medrash was clear like Rashi. The Medrash said like Rashi. It says, and then it was a hitter. See, this was the Isser. Perish imagine it's like Rashi. Oh, but in the beginning, when Rabban brought down Rashi,
that's an example. Huh? This case was an example.
This example was something that was Aser, and then the Torah is Matthew. Basa Taiva. In the Midbar, you had to bring it in the Mishkan. You wanted to eat it, the carbon, the animal, you had to be Makrovit. And then, when it came to Yitzchol, the Torah is Matthew that. So, but the Medrash is the Beferish. In the beginning, it was Aser, You had to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, because it says a Pesach Oyam Oyay Lo Yadei, right? A Pesach Oyam Oyay. So it means on this pasuk, as the makar for the Isser Basa Taiva, and that became utter. So the Farish Medrash like Rashi. So Melech Lifan Rabban. Sides of Rashi as Rabban Al Taira talking ones like Rashi. But it's interesting when Rabban asked the Kasha and Rashi. He brought down to me Rashi, the Mokr is a Pesach El Moed. And Yesh Mefarshim. And Kodrim Kiv, the Pesach Tumad Afim Kachim. That's Machlaikis. Yesh Mefarshim. Nahi Vadev Kachim. I will cool out. Everyone the Pesach Tumad Kachim. That's Shulei Chutz. Oh, and he has a mitzvah. Hanayheges the Daira is he. The man, when he asks in Rashi, he says, how can you say it's talking about Basach Chulin? It's a mitzvah neges adairis. The mitzvah of a Pesach of Oyel Moyel Lo Yavi'oi is not a mitzvah that was said only for in the Midbar. It was a mitzvah that was the adairis. In other words, he's accusing Rashi of saying that this Pesach was only noeg in the Midbar. It wasn't a mitzvah neges adairis. In other words, yeah. And he'd be in Teres Kainim. Teres Kainim learns from this pasuk that Shchut Echot is Aser. Shchut Echot is Aser. So you see, it's a mitzvah that's not Yigal Darius. So Chayra, Mashmais of the Ramban, is in Rashi. Right? But later on also, the Ramban chazes over this Nakuda of Vipping Lidarius. Later on, he also chazes it over. Because he had a tzad to say later. They mean that Yesh Aymrim, which might be again in the Rambam, is Yesh Aymrim, the Chul Alma, Hodich Siv Rachmana, El Pesach Al Moy Levi'oi, Afilu Chulun Kamar, Loi Mashal Yishchutu El Kachim Lishlamim, but Bachutz, yeah, even Chulun now, with all Pligi, Kiva Sava Basa Taiv La Yitzer, Rishmal Sava Basa, second. So he had time to say that everyone holds that the pasuk of a Pesach Oyamoy Loi Hevi'oi Shlomo is Afilu Chulin Kama. In other words, even Rabbi Akiva that says even Rabbi Akiva that says the Basa Taiva, even Rabbi Akiva that says the Basa Taiva was not. Even Rabbi Akiva says the Basa Taiva was mutter. Right, Basa Taiva was mutter, but even Rabbi Akiva that holds the Basa Taiva was also. Rabbi Akiva, the Gemara later seems to say Rabbi Akiva, right? Basa Taiva wasn't going to say Basa Taiva lo yitzer. Gemara says the Ramban that those who want to say in again the Rambam. That everyone holds the pasuk of Pesach Al Moed Levi is talking about even chulin. Mizim according to Rabbi Akiva, chulin is aser to shecht in the time of the Mishkan in the Midbar. It's aser to shecht chulin outside. Al Pesach Al Moed Levi is even doing chulin. So what does it mean? What
that? It's a klal.
Okay, so the klal is going to be shver in a matter. The klal is shver. But the lo yitzer,
it's lo yitzer klal.
Okay. So that's going to be shver no matter what. Okay? No. But Mehmet, it's really shver. It's really shver. But the Ramban doesn't even ask that. Yeah? The Ramban brings down the Shita. That even according to Rabbi Akiva, you can't shech chulin outside the Mishkan. And that's the pasuk. El pesach oyel moyloi hevi'oi is talking about chulin, even according to Rabbi Akiva. Okay? And that could be Pshan Rama. What's that? Oh, so where does Rabbi Akiva say that it's mutter? So Rabbi Akiva says that Nechira is mutter. Basatayva, that's mutter, means bin Nechira. But b'shchita, el pesach el moyeh loyeh v'yoy, that Rav Kiva also moyed to that. Yeah? That Rav Kiva also moyed. And only bas nechira is mutter. Yeah? So Yav Yisrael's kasha, which is a huge kasha, okay? Because Gemara says, Rav Kiva holds, Kiva says, bas tayv, it's a klal. So that's very difficult. But the Ramban, so what kiss it? But that's the Ramban suggests. Without being a gay Ramban, we'll see in a minute how that could explain the Ramban. But the Ramban asks on that, you can't say that. Why? Because the parsha Shchut Echutz L'Dairus Hu Dichsiv. The parsha Shchut Echutz L'Dairus. So how can you say it's talking about Cholin? So Mashmaiz of the Ramban, Rabbi Say, is the crazy thing. Mashmaiz of the Ramban is that he understands Bedas. The Ramban seems that when Rashi Bayos and the Ramban, they bring down what's the makar for Basar Taiv and it's Asar, the El Pesach Oil Moyed Loy Heviya. Right? And that's what Machulin. Right? But it's Mashma maybe the Ramban, that's only talking about Chulin. It's not even talking about Shchut Echutz. This is the pasuk says, the pasuk talks about Kachin. The pasuk says, don't be mak, don't shech your kabanis. Yeah? You have to bring your animals into the base of it. You have to be makrivit. If the pasuk is talking about also chulin, then maybe it's dafka chulin. The boss is not talking about they can't shech kachim b'chutz. The boss is telling me, don't shech your chulin b'chutz. What should you do? Be makriv in the base of Mikdash. So what is it? The Ramban's mashma that lefi this sad, yeah, that the makkah for Rabbi Shmuel that boss time is aser because the boss got pesach on the ma'ir le'aviyah. It's talking about chulin. Then that is what the boss is talking about. Only chulin. And now the Ramban says, what do you mean? It's not even a diaries. According to you, there's no pasuk of Shchut Echutz. Where's the parish of Shchut Echutz? It's not even a diaries. And according to you, if that took my pasuk chulin, it became up to Eretz Yisrael. So it means the pasuk of a Pesach Oyel Moed Leviyoi is only on the member. And the Ramban says twice. Right away, yes, and Rashi, Umitzah, not even a diaries. That's Tain and Rashi. How can it is the Makar? The mitzvah is not even Darius. And later on, when he said that the Tzad Smash B'chari, it means the Rambam. That even Rabbi Kiva holds that Basa Taib is also B'shchita. In Rabbi Kiva's mind, that Basa Taib is also B'shchita. That's the Rambam we saw. In the Rambam, that even Rambam says Nechira is also. And yet the Rambam says Basa Taib is also. The Ramban's mashma, right? He owes both. Says the Ramban, yeah? Yesh Aimrim, the Kul Alma, Hadichsiv, Bel Pesach Amor Levi'oi, Afil B'chol Kama. Yeah? And the Ramban says, what do you mean? It's not in the darkness. So the Shtuk Mashma is in Ramban that the it's not that the chulin, which is right. So, fine. Akbanim, that's Shita's Rashi. So now, Teresa has two kashas. I the pasuk don't mind the kachim. It's not the macholin, right? Makachim not cholin. And also, what did the Gemara say? So yesterday we had the Rajbis Mahalach to answer Rashi. What's the Rajbis Mahalach to answer Rashi? What's the Rajbis Mahalach to answer Rashi? Says the Rajbis. That when it says he yarchiv Hashem al kecha, yeah, our Gemara it says he yarchiv. When you come to Eretz Yisrael, last time is mutta. Mashma till now it was aser. That is the ikum drasha, even according to Rashi. Where does Rishmol know that last time is aser? He yarchiv our Gemara the parsha in the Devarim Yudbeis. So meila though. So where does El Pesach Hamayim Mayim Loi Heavy? Where does that come in? The answer is once we know that you weren't allowed to eat, you're not allowed to shech, you're not allowed to eat basataiva in the midbar. So Melo, when the pasuk says, meaning you're not allowed to eat basataiva. So if you want to eat meat, what do you got to do? You got to bring a carbon. So Melo, when the pasuk says El Pesach Hamayim Mayim Loi Heavy, the pasuk is telling me. The pasuk is including bas taiva. Once we know that bas taiva is aser, and you can't just shecht an animal. Yeah, if you want to eat meat, you got to bring a carbon. So when the pasuk says the pesach lamay le'evi, it's also talking about bas taiva.
We don't need the pasuk then if we're actually learning it. If we learn the main limit, the main drasha, then the little thing to help us with the main drasha. We don't need that after.
It's true, but not mean it's carbs.
Again,
not for me, the Einish cards.
Oh, because if you don't apply it, then possibly it won't be high.
Right. If you don't apply the pasuk, all you have is kiyarchiv, and now bas taiva is mutter, but till now is aser. So what is this? It's a lav b'machal say. I don't even know what it is.
So it's just an
inference. Of course not.
So Rashi says it's a Rashi says chayav karis.
Yes, sure. That's a big enough mitzvah.
That's even if you learn.
Correct. Yes. For sure. That's Rashi's Chayav Karas. Rashi says, Chayav Karas. Im hayu shaychtim b'loi karbon, hayu anshin karas, Rashi says. According to Isaiah, right? Abadanat, chas v'shalom. The whole issue is, when ki archiv, then it's mutter, till now is aser. There's an inference over here. You don't even get malchus. Hello? Fitaisus.
It's not even allowed.
What is it, Fitaisus? There's an inference. The Torah said, now you could eat it. Mechlal, that till now you can't eat. It's like a lav b'mechlal say azah. Yeah? Type like a lav b'mechlal say. We infer from what the Torah says that till now it was aser. Tenis ma'alma. Yesh lomo. According to Rashi, you don't get malchus. Certainly not karas. According to Rashi, you get karas. Oh. That's the Rashi. Okay? Sikhli v'rishmol ein ela mimikra sheviyai. Okay? So Meila, that's why the Gemara, right, the Shoyim asked, the Gemara doesn't say it, Rashi's pasuk. The Gemara says the Gemara's pasuk. What does Rashi want? Teres and Chami, the Iker is the Gemara. And what Rashi says is just a polyaitse. Once we know that it's awesome, Meila's included in the Pesach Gemara Levia. Oh, so Meila, when the Gemara asks later, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Tzviva Ayol should be Aser. Tzviva Ayol should be Aser in the Midbar. Right? So if I tell you the point of Rashi, it's Pasha Tzviva Ayol is Mutter. The Pasha of Pesach Ba'amar Leviyah, he's talking about Shor Kesavayz. The answer is that no, that's not the Mokker of Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rashi. The Mokker is the Kiyarchiv. That now you're allowed to eat basataiva, but till now not. The chayr, if you had, it concludes tzivayil also. There's no reason to exclude tzivayil. If the mock is kiyarchiv, even Taisa says that it excludes the heter, the iser of basataiva in the midbar was even tzivayil, because the pasuk doesn't say it's not much in the pasuk, not like that. According to Rashi, it's much in the pasuk because a pesach lamayim is not. It's talking about something that's royal akrava. Pesach lamayim lehevi. Yeah, we're talking about something that could go in and could go into the mishkan. And you didn't bring it into the mishkan. Then you chayev. Tzivayil doesn't fit that bill. Yeah, but going but if you say that this that we included in El Pesach al Mor Lehevi, that's only once we know there's an Isser, yeah? Okay, so the Isser could be all inclusive, but the Isser, Pesach al Mor, is only two methods that could have come in. So that's why there's Kasha, Marle is Bechal Nashra, according to the Raj, but we understand Rashi. That's the Rajba's Mahalach in Rashi. The Ran over here has a different Mahalach.
Let's go to answer Rashi also.
What's coming to answer Rashi?
Why, according to the Rajba, why is Rashi bringing that pasuk? What does that have to do with?
Because he wants to tell you, he Mechai Karas. He wants to tell you how far the Isser goes. He wants to tell you how far the Isser goes.
That's not actually the reason.
It's not the beginning of the reason. It's not Iki Yisrael the pasuk. Rashi could be what Gemara said. Gemara said the Isser. Adrab, Rashi said, you know what? Yichai Karis. Why? Because El Pesach. So that could fit very well in the Rashi. Yeah? Okay.
Would there be Karis with Sivayel?
No, of course not. Chas v'shalom. Of course not. There's no El Pesach Chayel Ma'el
Ha'evi. That would just be the law.
In the Hava meaning. Maskona Sivayel is Mutter. Because it has to. What? There's no supposed to tie on Tzivayim, Maskana. But even in the Havamina, it should be also, but there won't be cars. Mask, 100%. That's not the meaning. So Ran has a different approach. To answer Rashi. No, because in the Rajba, the Iker is the Gemara's passing. In the Ran, that's when it comes out, the Iker starts from Rashi's passing. Can I have a Rambam, please? Top or not? Which one? Which one, Zevi? Which one? What? Which chel of the Yudal from the Rambam is that? Which chel of the Rambam's 14 halakim? You know, Ma da Hava
Kedusha.
A lucky one.
No, you do. You
pick a card. You know.
No, you do. You got it.
I said it. Good. See, the Rambam brings the pasuk straight, right? Right side. Shoyso midloin stav b'shchid is kolon elah yinaychrin aishaychden shar gayim mid shoreitz elishcha min stav b'midbar. No, you want a shech leishcha al shlamin shenemar a pesach ha'mayid leivay. Ram only brings down this pasuk. All right, not the way the Raj was learning in Rashi.
Only brings Pesach Chol Moed.
Yeah, we talked about this about time. Now the Ram, what does the Ram say? Everybody say the Ram also goes through, you know, Rashi and Taisa. Chulu says the Ram. What's the svar in Rashi? Lead the Rashi Iker and Mukra Meichachinan. The boss of Taib Mitzah. The Mishumhach Amar, the Sheikh Shari Kesav Ayez, the Machna Onish Karas, Afa Bishlayak Dishon, the Feirish, the Bishlama, the boss of Taib Mitzah, then Ka Sheikh Stam, Kimak Dishon, the Feirish, Shimloy Kane, Lamu Sheikh, Avli, boss of Taib Shari, Kulan u shaykhid. Laman is karas. Okay? Says the Ran, Dafakar. Everything starts with a Pesachan Ba'id La'eviyai. Yeah? Everything starts with a Pesachan Ba'id La'eviyai. So how do we learn out from here the bus type is asr? The Pesachan Ba'id La'eviyai. Like the Taizkasha. Taizkasha, the Pesachan Ba'id La'eviyai. Pesachan Ba'id La'eviyai, Shchut Echotz, Tumat Shchut Echotz. We're not talking about Chulin. How do we not feel the bus time is also? Says the Ram. that the Ran seemed to make an assumption that since the pasuk was Saisim, a pesach amar le'evi'oi, yeah. So it didn't say beferish that we're talking about a carbon. Doesn't say we're talking about a carbon that you makdish beforehand. Doesn't say that in the pasuk. And there's one assumption in the Ran. Therefore, the mashmais of the pasuk is any behemoth. The pesach alal moy le'evi'a is talking about any behemoth. Shar kesef ayez, the pasuk said before, talking about any behemoth. Doesn't say talking about a carbon that you makdish. And yet it says yichayev karis. And the assumption is chelak ha'isus. You can't be yichayev karis but stam shechting a behemoth. It must be v'chayiv karis. It must be shchut echotz. Those are two hanochas of the Ran. The two assumptions of the Ran is that aleph, the pasuk is talking about any behemoth. It's not a behemoth. You were the feirish makdish. Two. The second hanocha of the Ran is that in order to be chayiv karis, it has to be hetish. Now, Samela says the Ran. How can you tell me that Basa Taiva is mutter? If Basa Taiva is mutter, then this parasha makes no sense. How do you read the Pesukim? Chumash. Yeah, thank you. How can you read the Pesukim? What does the Pesukim say? Ish beisol yeshish chotshar kesef veyez a machna. Yeah, a pesach my levi. He didn't bring it to lahakr of carbon lasha. Domi choshev is chayev karis. So again, the pasuk starts off ish beisol yishrechted shor kesef veyez b'machna or chutz l'machna. No, he didn't bring it to beis hamikdash. It's chayev karis. What do you mean? So do my regular behem. You were mak. Doesn't say you bought a carbon shor kesef veyez shehikdash. He shechted shor kesef veyez. So how you chayev karis? Why you chayev karis? Elamai. It must be that basa taiv is aser. If basa taiv is aser, then for crying out loud, how is this guy shechting? If basa, you can't shech basa taiv. You can't check buzz. You can't stop shech the behemoth for barbecue. So what is this guy doing? Elamai says the Ran. Bishli buzz taiva mitzvah. Kol hashayichet stam kimakdishon beferish. Shemoy kein lomu shayichet. Im kein lomu shayichet. It must be that's like he's being makdishit. Which is very interesting, fascinating idea. Yeah, that by shechting it, what is Ran saying? It must be that he's being makdashit, and that's why it's chayav karis. So we see, so the hechruch that bas taiva is aser is a zayit kecheshbe. If bas taiva was mutter, then he's not shechting it as chulin. He's not chayav karis for that. If he's chayav karis, it must be that it's a carbon. But I don't say it's a carbon.
Why is
it
chayav karis?
Elamai bas taiva is aser. So therefore, why is he shechting it? When he's shechting it, he's being makdish. Maybe machshava. He's shechting it, maybe he's being makdish of machshava. Because since basa taiva is aser, so if he's shechting, by virtue of the fact that he's shechting, he must be being makdish. Mela, you were makdish. Mela, you chayav karis now, because you shechted outside. So the fact that Yichayev Karis is megala to me that Basa Taiv is Aser. Mamela, if Basa Taiv is Aser, so why you shechting it? Must be Yimakdashit. Oh, once Yimakdashit, now Yichayev Karis.
You said the problem is Basa Taiv, but the problem is that you're shechting
in Chutz. Again, as I said, the Ran is two anachas. And you can argue on both of the two anachas. Okay? But the two anachas of the Ran seem to be that's Pasha, he agrees to Taisviz, the Yichayev Karis, unless it's Shchut Chutz. There's no tzadi chayav karis.
Maybe it's only
shchut. But again, the two anachas. One is that it doesn't say that it was a pre-existing carbon. It said ish, beis Yisrael, ash yishchat shor kesev ayetz. Doesn't say that it's carbon. This mash was not a carbon. Okay. When he's shechting it, it takes down the shecht. It's not a carbon. Okay. And then it says he shechts it outside. He's chayav karetz. So something must have happened between when he took it the shecht and when he actually shechted it. Somehow it became a carbon. Why did it become a carbon? Why did it become a carbon? Because must be fossil type is aser. So must be if the guy's shechting, he's making it a carbon. And that's why he's chayav, he shot himself in the foot, and now he's chayav karetz.
You need to say that fossil type is aser for him to be makdish while he's shechting.
Yes. No. Always no hechrach. Otherwise, no hechrach that he's dead. You're right. Maybe he did, but the pasuk seems to be saying that in a normal case, this is what's going to happen. According to in your possibility is true, but the steam is a parish is that it's always going to be chayav karis. Why is oil chayav karis? Elamai, because basnayev is also, and the assumption is there's be machdish it. Maybe it's chayav karis. That's the shetel of the Ran over here to explain Rashi.
He's still learning the shchutei chutz and the basu time from the same pasuk of the Moel Moed, no? Because then how do we know that?
No, but this that we know basu taiva. It's from a cheshbin. It's from a cheshbin. It's not from the pasuk itself.
Do we know that you have karas or not? Do you know that you have karas or are you just in there?
No, you're not. Taiva, if you had in mind befeir is a shampoo.
Then you have karas.
No, you're not chayav karas. No.
Why? Because you're not actually learning from the pasuk. We're going through a whole limit to get to the pasuk.
Because the pasuk is not talking. Vaked, the assumption around is in order to be chayav karas, it has to be kacha. Shukhtei chutz is chayav karas. Not basa taiva.
And by the way, you know I'll do basu taiva, therefore it must be doing makdish.
It must be he was makdish. Mamele is chayav karas. Let's say beferish. He got that, he puts on his garret and he screams, I am not being makdish, I'm shechting kolen. Yeah? So what's going to be the din? Not chayav karas. It's aser.
How do we know it's aser though?
Because from the fact that the Torah says it's chayav karas, tells me that be'etzim it's aser. Tells me be'etzim it's aser, and a normal guy will be makdish. It's inferred from this parasha that it's awesome. And that's what motivated him normally to makdish it, but the guy wasn't makdish, still awesome. It's inferred from this parasha that there's an issue.
Why is he going to do something that will cause the worst? It's curries to be makdish as animal, right? Is it curries that was entitled?
No, that's what you're saying.
So why would he do something that would cause him curries?
It's a good question. But maybe he doesn't realize that. Maybe he doesn't realize that. He knows that he can't check Basa Taiva. Okay, so I'll be makdish it. What?
What?
What? What show me? I just realized that as I was saying it. Chayav karas has to be amazing. Maybe I'm pointing out as I half a second ago. It's a good question. Wait a minute, what do you say to the last question? Huh? Okay. It's a good question. Yeah, you have a question? If you're telling me the reason that gets in the guy is trying to avoid basa taiva, he's being makdish it, right? So he's going from the pan to the fire. Yeah, he's making it worse for himself. By being makdish, he's making it worse. Now he's shechting chod, and achor he knows because he's saying chayav karas means b'meizid, means he knows. So why should the guy do that? Why should we forget? Why should we say that he's being makdish it? What? Stam, he's got a problem. With shechting in the Beis Hamikdash. He likes shechting in the chutz. Okay, so akapanim. That's the mahalach of the Ran. So if the Ran comes out, that's him. That the shayir not like the Rashba. Yeah. Oh, so with this answer, how's the answer? That's kasha. How's the answer? That's kasha. Right. The first kasha, Shlomo. How's the answer? The first kasha. First kasha tais was Ida Pasuk no mashchut echutz. It says karis no mashchut echutz. Well, according to Ran, what will Rashi tell you? You're right. The pasuk no mashchut echutz, which derech agav I see from the parasha that Bas Taiva was Aser, and that's why it became Shchutei Chutz. That's why he was Makdish. So this that I know that Bas Taiva is Aser is it's inferred. But Abada, when the pasuk says a pesach oil moi lo yevi'oi, there's chayv v'shechs and outside. That's talking about a carbon. But over here he was Makdish it because Bas Taiva was Aser. So that's how he answers the first kasha. How does he answer the second kasha? What was that second kasha? Why was the assumption in Rabbi Shmuel that Bas Taiva Sivayil is also Aser? The marker is from a Pesvayil. We're talking about Nafka Shor Kesev Eitz, not Sivayil. Yeah. Says the Ran. If we're inferring from here, it's just inferring that generally speaking, Bas Taiva is Aser, so it could be when the Isser Bas Taiva is not learned out from here directly. The Isser Bas Taiva is not learned out from here directly. It's just inferred from here. So Mela, if it's inferred that Bas Taiva is awesome, that's why we say he's Makdish it. So it means there's a separate Isser of Bas Taiva. So Mela, that Isser of Bas Taiva could include a Tzivayel. If the marker is from this Pasuk, this is where the Pasuk is telling me, El Pesach Amoy Lo Hevi'oi, that's the Isser of Bas Taiva. Then, okay, this Pasuk is talking about Shor Kesev Eitz. Okay, so say. But if it's just inferred from here, that Bas Taiva is Aser. So in the inference, it could be Tzivayil is also Aser. And Mark says, no, it's only something that's royally, even the Isser, even the inferred Isser is only something that could be brought. But Tzivayil not. But since it's an inferred Isser, the inferred Isser could include all Bas Taiva. That's how the Ran and the Rashi, each one his way, answers the Kash.
What does Ran do with the Kiyah?
What? According to the Ran, doesn't deal with Kiyarcha. I don't know. The Rajma has both. Right? The Raj is very good. The Rajma has the Gemara and the Rashi.
Also, why would.
But for the Ran, I don't know. He doesn't deal with that. He doesn't deal with that. I don't know. That's not a problem. That's a big problem with the Ran. Yeah.
Also, why would the Gemara bring that as the pasuk?
Why didn't the Gemara bring down the pasuk? That's the same question. Why is the Gemara bringing down the wrong pasuk? The Torah doesn't even ask that, right? The other Rishonim do ask that. What was this makab? The Braise says very clearly, what's with Shmuel's pasuk? What's with Kiva's pasuk? Why are you bringing up Sukkim? Right? So going to Rajma, but it's good. Because the Ikka pasuk is Kiyarchit. Mamela, it's included in now, in the Rambam, Rambam has a pshara over here. Rambam says, "Shoy v'shol b'midbar loy nitzav b'shchita zchulin el hay noichen ha'sheichne v'aychlin." Kishar Gayim. Either Shechita or Nechira. And we said yesterday that's talking about before the Mishkan. Yeah? Shechita Yisrael mid the loin is now for Shechita. So even though everyone wanted to suggest we're talking about before Mahan Torah, when I'm loin is now for Shechita. Right? But I don't like that so much because Ram says, when it's Tavu B'Shchita. It's Mashma, they were Mitzvah and other Mitzvahs, they just weren't Mitzvah and Shchita. Take it or leave it. Then I found Mrs. Zalman, who learns, like I said yesterday, Eben also. Mrs. Zalman says that when the Rambam says, when they were Midbar, they were not in Tavu on Shchita Schulin, and then they would either, like the Gayim, either Shecht or Neicher. Then when it's Tavu B'Midbar, Shekol, right? So when's that? Either so, what I'm learning means from the Mishkan on. What Abraham means when the Mount Tyre, when it's not b'mid b'shekol, right? So lishchait, liyishchait el shlamin. Shenema ish ish in Beis Yisrael b'apesach alamayin. The man shiva, yeah. Mizav l'sham l'Hashem itam. The pasuk in Rashi's pasuk. The pesach alamayin loyvia l'akiv karm l'Hashem. Don't be chosh l'ishchait. Oh, yes, karis. Is the pasuk of the Rambam says, yeah. This is the pasuk the Rambam says. Is it tells me that there's iser of basa taiva. But says the Rambam, that's not for shechita. There's iser basa taiva to shecht. But nechir is mutter. Aber right to lincha v'lechol b'midbar ha'inaychem v'aychol. Mitzvah zu ein neges adairis, the isa de shech was a taiva, el midbavad, be isa hat the nechira. When nechira was mutter, that's when shechita was aser. Yeah? Important dig in the Rambam there. El midbavad, be isa hat the nechira, then shechita was aser. And it's not v'sham. Sheikh was l'ares, the aslam a nechira. L'yechul chulin, el b'shechita. Nev, yishchitu b'chol makam. Rambam, these two go together. The Isser Nechira and the Heter Shechita of Bas Taiva and the Isser of Shechni Bas Taiva and the Heter Nechira go together. The Toli Haba. The Shechit Rambam. Oh, so that's some Rambam. The Rambam says that Isser Bas Taiva. The Ram holds that there is an Isser Basa Taiva, right? Only by Shechita, not by Nechira. Yeah. So, that's what Ram says. The Isser Basa Taiva is not by Shechita, not by Nechira. Which, what's going on?
It's a sound outside distracting.
What?
There's a sound outside distracting us.
If you're holding the Rambam. Let's try distractions. Anyway. So the Tais is the Mais in the Yitzayin, which you didn't see yet. Tais says beferish that our Tais is named the Poshit, that our Tzad, that Basa Taiv is Aser, then Nechir is also Aser. Our Tzad, that Basa Taiv is Aser, and Nechir is also Aser. That comes down in the Taisa Zion of an Alev. When Taisa wants it, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Kiva, Bas Taiva wasn't Aser. Yeah? So if Taisa says, well, how do we know that? Maybe Nechir is Mutter and Bas Taiva is Aser. Yishleim, the Ear of Kiva mitzvah, Bas Taiva, hey, Chutla, Bas Nechira. If Bas Taiva is Aser, then Bas Nechira can't be mutter. Yeah? Bas Taiva is Aser. So how can you say Nechir is mutter? You can't have Bas Taiva. You can't have Bas Taiva. So how can you say Nechir is mutter? Taiva says. Yeah, but it's mushla exclusive. You can't have your cake and eat it too. Yeah? You can't say that Bas Taiva is Aser and Nechir is mutter.
What is this?
Rabbi Kiva. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva holds the Bas Taiva, it's a cloud. But Taiva says, who said? Maybe Bas Taiva, maybe Nechir is Aser, but Bas Taiva is mutter. Why is that a steer? Says Taisus, Ir b'kiva mitzvah, bas taivim kain, hey chutra lehem, bas nechira. Including his ma'as memor, because if I catch him, he can't have nechira, gets it. Yeah. Oh, and the Rambam was here not like that. What do we see in the Rambam? That even though bas taiva is aser, but nechira is mutter. Right? Ram Paskins, Basa Taiva Shchut is Aser, but Nechir is Mutter. Yeah, Shlomo. What? No, Ram says Basa Taiva is Aser. In the Stavu B'Midbar, Shekar writes a Lishchay, L'Yishchay El Shlomo. You can't check. This is a Basa Taiva only by Shchita. Basa
Taiva is just a meat.
Ram says not like that. Rama says the Basel Taiva is Aser Shechita, not Mechira. Right.
Well,
no, but the Rama says Basel Taiva, you can't check, but there's no Heter Basel Taiva across the board Heter. Rama is Makali. That Basel Taiva, Rama brings down Mitzvah Zu of that Isser Basel Taiva is only in the Midbar, and now we can't get it strong. That's the Gemara. Yeah? Kiarchiv. What? Kiarchiv. Kiarchiv. I know that. But the Rama says it is a bus taiva and still the bus lechira's mother. That's a fact.
It's not the
count. We're arguing semantics over here. The Rama says that nitztavu, that you want to eat, you want to shech, it has to be kachim and not chulin. Yeah? That means bus taiva is also. The semantics. Not shchidizah. Okay. Tight.
Why would.
Taisa says that if Basa Taiv is Aser, then Pasha Mechir is Aser. Rambam says, Rambam has a situation where Basa Taiv is Aser, but only it's limited to Shechita. But Mechir is Mutter.
What?
One second. Understand Rambam? Good. So, L'chaira, Pashtis, you have to say, that the Rambam and Taisa is L'shitas. What's the Makar? What's the marker of Basa Taiva is Aser? What's the marker of Basa Taiva is Aser? Nobody knows. What? Mechayk is Rashi and Tosfos, right? Hello. Something. And Rambam brings down Rashi's Pasuk. Yeah? So according to Taisus, what's the pasuk? Kiyarchik. What does that say? When Kiyarchik Hamaka and come to Eretz Yisrael, then you're allowed to eat. You have time to eat meat. B'chol bas nafshecha teichel basa. Bas time mutter. Until now, bas time was aser. Yeah. So according to that, doesn't say dafke shchita. According to that, right? Taisa says, if we learn out from Kiyarchiv that only we come there to Yisrael, and you're allowed to have Basa Taiva. Yeah? Kalbas Nafshcha Teichel Basa. But till now, you weren't allowed to eat Basa Taiva. You want to eat, what do you got to do? You got to be a carbon. You got to be a holy Jew. You got to be a carbon. Yeah? So Meila, Mechira, is also awesome. Mechira is also awesome. Because Basa Taiv is Aser. Only Mechol Avas Nafcha, when you come to Israel, the Torah is Matan Basa Taiv. In the Midbar, the only way you can eat meat is by Shechet and Karban. Be Matish and Shechet and Karban. But according to the Rambam, what's the Makar that Basa Taiv is Aser? Because it says, now what's that talking about? That's the Mashchita. You didn't bring it to the other Mar and Shech. Kachim Zichanit Shchita, the Mar said. It's Pashit, Kachim Shchita. Right? So, according to Rambam, the Pasuk that asks Basa Taiva, is El Pesach Mar Leviyot. So man, that's why the Rambam could afford to say, so forget about Vipassana, Kiva, or Bishmal for a minute. But just someone, a student of Maimonides, just reading these Rambams, how does this work? How do you have that, on one hand, Basa Taiva is Aser, but Basa Chir is Mutter? The answer is that since we know that Basa Taiva is Aser, is from a Pesach Ma'aviyoi, which is so much Shechita, so Meil, the Isser of Basa Taiva is limited to Shechita. The Isser of Basa Taiva is limited to Shechita. But the Isser of Basa Taiva is limited to Shechita. Yeah? Meila, and Nechira, that is no Makkah, that Nechira should be also. In El Pesach Ma'ila Eviyoi, yeah, it says that that shchita, one could say that shchita has to be in a pesach al ma'ed, and not b'chutz. You can't shech b'chutz. Shchutei chutz is aser. Shchutei chutz is aser. But nechiras chutz, it doesn't say in this pasuk. So if you hold that nechir is mutter, yeah, if you hold pasuk nechir is mutter, so then the noise of pasuk ha'iva pasuk nechir. That's why the Rambam could have that on one hand pasuk ha'iva generally is aser, but dafka b'shchita not by nechir. Yeah. Oh, so Yisrael is asking some mechteis to mechala. So there are some mech over here. Yeah. You want the time of the crow over here. So there's a mech over here has a whole shtickle. There's a mech has a whole shtickle over here. He has a whole shtickle like this. He brings in, he's bothered by this question, Taka. Yeah. So what's pshat to say that, not like this. The way you might understand this whole iser of Basat Haiva, right? You might understand all this about Taiva to see why the Torah asks about Taiva. Because Torah wants you to bring kabbanis. Yeah, don't be a chazer. Don't be a fresser. You want to eat meat? Okay, be makdish it. Bring it as a carbon. Do it b'kedusha. Do it b'taira. Do it an oifen that is a mitzvah. Yeah, don't just stand want to barbecue. Stand want to pig out. You know, go around checking and eating. No, you want to eat. Bring a carbon. Do it in a oifen that there's a mitzvah to it. Yeah. You make kumzit, you'll sing. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, so that's true. Then Ram makes no sense. Yeah. I can do nechira. You want a shech? Only bring a carbon. Okay, but I can avoid the whole thing. I just shoot my hand between the eyes and I'll have my barbecue. Okay. I'm not getting involved now. Nechira is that or not. Okay. Okay. So we'll see. There's three shittas. Yeah. So point it. Yeah. Oh, Zokhtar Sameya. So what's going on in the Rambam? So what's that? Elamai says that no, that's not the philosophy. The philosophy of Basa Taiva, why it's Aser, yeah. Well, she wanted our Sameya. My Mary said the Rambam was our Sameya, right?
That wasn't
me. No, Mary told me that he asked you. What's it? An Yante for our Sameya? No. Didn't ask you? Didn't ask you that, no? Maybe he thought you asked him. Maybe you never know if he actually ordered. He's for them. Anyway. But Kitzer, Zokas made, no, the site is not that the Torah wants you to bring kabbanis. If you want to eat, you bring kabbanis. Because if you look at the whole parasha over there, and that Rabban over there actually discusses that as well, there's a whole thing going on over here about the Shaden. Yeah? There's a whole thing. The man over there is Mayrich. In the Midbar there was a thing they used to shech to the Shaden. Yeah, that's, you know, and that was the whole thing with the dam. You used to give them the blood. They used to drink the blood. It was a whole zach. They want to shtel too. They want to get kaiches from the Shaden. Used to bring the bonus out in the fields. For the shaytim and drink the blood. That's Rabban's Meir, that's the whole Isser of drinking blood, that's the whole Isser, that's why I have to bring the blood of Mizbeach, in order to get this out of them. There was in Mitzrayim, this was the by the Zara, and Meila, he brings down the Medrash. The Medrash says, Meir Sim brings down the Medrash. The Medrash says, say, with a marshal. The Medrash had the king had a son, he used to eat the veils and trephis and wanted to stop him, so he said, okay, no, you have to always eat by me. A Mela, he's gonna he'll figure it out. Agabanim, oh, so Mela says Cesar Meir Simcha, yeah, Cesar Meir Simcha, The idea is like this. So what are the Kushbarach trying to avoid over here? Kushbarach wasn't the positive end of it. Kushbarach to be Kabbanis. Kushbarach was trying to get away from that by the Zara. From the Shechting, when they used to Shecht in the fields, to the Seirim, to the Shadim, that's what Kushbarach was saying, no, come and Shecht it in the Mizbeah. Mir Kabbanis. Okay? This is, you want to Shtel Tzu to the Shadim? No, Shtel Tzu to the Kushbarach. Mir Karmat Hashem. Yeah? Oh, so Mele is not by Shechita. That's not by Shechita, not by Nechira. He says, they used to Shecht to the Seirim. Not be Neucher. Yeah? They used to Shecht. So Mele says, that's what Torah is trying to avoid over here. What Torah is trying to avoid is Shechting for the Seirim. That's why Shutei Chutz, that's Aser, Shutei Chutz, that's Aser, is Dafka Shutei Chutz. El Pesach Al Moy Loy Vioi, the Torah is answering Basa Taiva, not because it's Taiva, and Torah wants you to do it with the carbon. Torah is answering Basa Taiva that Dafka carbon is mutter by Shechita, but by Nechira, we have no problem with Nechira, we have no problem with you eating meat. That wasn't the issue over here, that you're a fresher, that wasn't the issue over here. Because today, you enjoy your meat with Nechira, but not with Shechita. If you want Shechita, then you have to bring it in the Beis HaMikdash. What?
In Tosis could be
it's time. So that's what the Simcha wants to say. That's why in the Rambam we have the Schilug between Rabbosa Taiva, between Shechita and Nechira. Shechita and Nechira.
Tosfos doesn't agree with
that.
Well, Tosfos wouldn't say that. Tosfos
says that Basa Taiva is Aser, and Nechira is also Aser. Tosfos holds, as Anaka said, Tosfos holds the reason why Basa Taiva is Aser is because you want to be in carbon. It made no difference in the Nechira or Shechita.